I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Tough studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. The regular season in baseball is in the books. Started in March, ended in October, and we've got two baseball teams that are getting ready for some October postseason baseball. The Mets start on Friday night. The Yankees wait around to get their opponent and then start on Tuesday night. And now we have a Game 1 starter named. It is not Jacob DeGrom, so Buck Showalter mixing some things around, trying some things out, and it's going to be Max Scherzer starting Game 1, and we don't know right now where he's going to go for Game 2. And when I brought this theory up to you yesterday, I believe you called it stupid. You said to me, I'm not going to talk about this because it's stupid. And then Joel Sherman wrote an article about it saying that that's what they may do is save DeGrom for Game 3 or Game 1 of the NLDS. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning there, G. Are we ready to turn the page this morning?
Not quite.
I didn't think so. I figured there was going to be some lingering effects.
I told you, standing by. Go and win Friday night. Right. Get the juice back. And then I just can't go into that series all fired up I see them play better.
When you were talking about that theory of what the Mets may do with their pitching staff, and Joel Sherman wrote the article after you had brought it up yesterday morning, I still think it's stupid.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Just win the games. You just got to take every game all into itself, and you win every game. You got to give your team the best shot to win the games. Not worry about the next set of circumstances or problems if, in fact, you go on to win. I'm just telling you, this. Maybe I know Buck has done this before. I read the same article. You sent it to me. I would just say, look, man, just get to the next round. That's all that matters right now. Just get to the next round. And then when you get to the next round, that's when you figure out what you're going to do.
Don't like the fact that if you win game one.
Oh, boy.
If you win game one, then you have in an elimination game, game three, if it goes that far, Jacob DeGrom. You don't like that part of it? Because that, to me, I like better than trying to save him for the next series, is the fact that I would rather have DeGrom in, even though DeGrom let us down last time, but so did Bassett. But I'd rather have DeGrom in that game three elimination on Sunday than in game two, quite frankly, than Bassett in that game three.
All right. I'm saying this, and I'm trying to be practical about it. I don't want to get over emotional about it, and I don't want to make more out of it than there really is. I'm just saying it's simple for me. You have two Hall of Fame pitchers. Mm-hmm. You use them in back-to-back games, and you win the series in two games if you can. That's the way I look at it, because the way that you're looking at it, or not you per se, although you were the first that brought it up, and I don't know where you got it from. Maybe you went.
I wasn't the first to bring it up. There were others.
I felt like you did. Well, at least to me, you were the first. Maybe you went back and you looked at your scorebook when you were, keeping score for Neil Heaton and Belport High School. But, if you take anything for granted, that's basically when you lose, man. You take nothing for granted, and the way that you made it sound, hey, I got DeGrom in an elimination game, that means you're expecting that either Scherzer or Bassett are going to lose the game, or the bullpen will lose the game. I just, I'm telling you, man.
Do you think Buck looks at it like he's taking it for granted, though? Because he's not a guy who takes anything for granted. And we've trusted him all year. He's been around baseball his entire life. You've loved this guy way before he was the Mets manager. You used to talk about him all the time. I don't think he's doing this or potentially thinking about doing this because he's taking things for granted.
I would say this is not a decision that he's making on his own. There's no way. If, in fact, that is the decision, we do not know if that is the decision. Let's say they lose game one.
Well, then DeGrom, says it in the article. DeGrom in game two.
Yeah, in other words, DeGrom's going to be pitching any sort of elimination game.
Yeah.
I understand that. My thing is I just want to win, and I want to win as quickly as possible, and I want to put my best foot forward to do that. And then I'll worry about the next series. And I don't want to get into like an elongated argument and discussion over this whole thing.
It's not an argument.
I mean, I just don't want to. My thing is take care of business when you can take care of business. And don't, like, if, let's say the Mets win, like, say, 3-1 on tomorrow night. You don't pick up your foot off of their throat and you throw somebody other than DeGrom. That's the way I look at it.
Now,
you throw your best foot forward, you go get the wins. And hopefully, you know, then you worry about the next set of circumstances when you play the Dodgers.
But you like Chris Bassitt, right? I mean,
The last start was awful. But then again, like, here's the thing. Those three games in Atlanta were filled with pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy legitimately showed up. And his name was Jeff McNeil, who, by the way, congratulations, you won the batting title. It's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing for you to do.
Yay.
To be able to say you had it. What?
Yay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, congratulations.
It's an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah.
No, especially after last year and all the nonsense with the squirrel and Lindor and everything else. It's a great accomplishment and good for him and good for the fans. Give him a standing ovation yesterday, last night. That was great. I love that. And so that's all good. I mean, when you saw them down there in Atlanta, you saw them do things that they don't normally do. That means the pressure got to them.
Yeah, of course. I agree. Which is a big problem. And that's what part of my feelings going into this series is, okay, you know, pressure was off, bad team in the Nationals, and all of a sudden you hit again. I need to see Scherzer, DeGrom, and this offense, and the stars on this offense, meaning Lindor and Alonso, show up in those games. I have to see. Well, I actually put him in a category where I don't worry about him. I don't worry about him. I didn't worry about him in Atlanta. He got his job done. I'm talking about the guys who didn't get the job done in that Atlanta series, which was Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassitt, Lindor, Alonso, and really the entire offense outside of Jeff McNeil.
Well, they got a lot of hits. They just couldn't get two out hits with Ben on base. They leave a lot of men on base. A lot of men on base. You got to hit home runs. That's right. Why, you know, this is the launch angle is a big discussion point. Launch angle this morning?
No, I do not want to discuss launch angle.
I think you did because I don't really want to either. But right. I'm just going to open it by saying don't take anything for granted. Go out and win with your best players. Do what you do. And then if you get past the Padres, then you worry about the next series. That's all. I mean, you can't go into these things thinking, oh, we got this one in the bag. Because when you start thinking that way, that's when you lose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's...
Remember how the Knicks were playing Atlanta? Oh, we got this one. We got this one. We got that. Don't worry about it. And then Trae Young just made everybody look idiotic. And even our fans were looking idiotic, you know, yelling F Trae Young.
Sure, yes.
So this is what happens. Like, you cannot assume anything.
Yeah, I don't know if it's assuming something. I just think it is. No, because it's actually kind of not, because then you're also getting DeGrom set up for a potential elimination game. So you're not assuming it. You're just putting yourself in the best position to move on. Well,
give me my flamethrowers and let's go.
I hope so.
And I want to see north-south. I don't want to see east-west on Friday night, whatever the hell that is. I just want to see... Let's go. This is why you're here. This is why you're paid $43 million to be that bulldog tiger that we've been talking about all year long. And I'm talking about Max Scherzer. And, you know, take those two different color eyes, get out there, and let's go.
Yeah. I mean, would you have preferred Scherzer over DeGrom in game one? Because I thought it was going to be DeGrom. DeGrom pitched the first game against the Braves, and Scherzer pitched the second one. I just thought it was going to set up that way.
No, I like this. I actually like this better.
And Darvish is going to pitch. So yeah. It was Darvish, and I thought it was Musgrove. Now it is Darvish. It'll be Darvish and Scherzer on Friday night. 8:07 on ESPN, first pitch.
Yeah. So this is, I actually do like this. This is why Scherzer was brought here.
Yeah.
know, and he's been down this road before. And we'll see whether or not he has pop in his arm, as they say.
Yeah, as opposed to the dead arm issues that he was dealing with at the end of last year.
I don't want to hear about any dead arm issues. He's had a lot of time off.
He has.
You know, this is it. This is why he's been here. He pitched 145 innings this year. Come on now. Let's go.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying yesterday.
Yeah, these guys.
Enough. No excuses.
I'm ready to go. I'm not thinking about last week. I'm not thinking about last night. Now I'm thinking about San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Do they scare you at all? Do they scare you at all? Because obviously the lineup on paper is scary.
Well, gee, you know, they...
And Darvish is scary. And Musgrove is scary. They scare me a little bit.
We're a little scary. We're a little scary ourselves. We have guys that can scare other teams,
too. I'm not saying that the Mets don't.
They're saying the same thing we're saying about them. This is what the playoffs are all about. This
Go
is the
Aji that yourself, comes San Diego.
Right. This is what it's all about, man. This is the agita that comes along with playoff games. This is what we hope for. This is what we live for. This is what we want.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear any of you yahoos around here talking about
yay-hoos.
Like last week in Atlanta anymore.
Yeah.
No more yahoo talk.
No yahoo talk?
No more of that.
All right, I won't talk about it anymore, but it is part of their story.
That's why, man.
It's part of their story.
Hey, forget
101
that.
Wins.
Great season. Great year.
And you still couldn't win
great
the division.
Great year.
Great regular season.
Let's go.
Great regular season. Now. It's not going to be a great year unless you win some playoff games.
And, you know, let's not overthink this.
Who's overthinking stuff?
Listen, if they're messing with the pitching staff and figuring out this and that, and we'll go with the Grom here, we'll go with that. No.
This is a part of having Buck as the manager, man.
Let's just
meticulous.
Let's just win and let's move on.
He's meticulous. And I'm so jealous of the Yankees and their fans. I could just sit back,
watch the Guardians and the Rays. And you know what they're worried about?
Get rest. Their bullpen is what they're worried about.
Yeah, they're worried about their bullpen, but they're also worried about how do we keep our team sharp. Oh. Now that we have so many days off.
Yeah, that's discussion.
That's a big thing.
Right. Well, that's, you know, people who were trying to give you the silver lining with the Mets being the wild card team would say exactly that. Like, maybe it's a blessing in disguise because you keep playing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you have the momentum and you got a team sitting around in the Dodgers. And then, you know, they've won so much. Maybe they're complacent. Then the Mets are hot. And then they roll into L.A. And then who the hell knows? I don't know. I mean, you could look at every single example in baseball history, and I really don't know if you could say that one thing is better than another. And this is the first time that we have seen this particular format, so we really don't have any evidence to say how it works out. We've seen a one-game playoff plenty of times.
Yeah,
we have not seen this three-game wild card series into a five-game NLDS ALDS.
So I certainly do not like one-game playoffs.
No, that sucked. That was just terrible.
That was terrible.
I mean, think about if this were last year and the Mets had 101 wins and it came down to one game, you know how frustrating that would be? Or even prior to that, before the wild card was even a thing, and the Mets would have been out of the playoffs. So
what would be amazing is that we literally have a potential, if the Mets go and win this weekend.
Oh, don't take anything for granted here.
I'm not taking it. I didn't take it for granted. I said if.
Okay.
And then I got to go to L.A. I mean, we'll know by a week from Sunday whether or not they're moving on.
Yeah.
And that's how fast it's going to happen.
Sure. Regular season drags on forever. And postseason's bang, bang, bang.
It's bang, bang. Let's get through it.
Yeah, I know. I really hope that's what we're talking about. And it could set up, if things work the way that we want them to for the Yankees and Mets, it could set up for epic ALCS and NLCS matchups. I mean, if we're sitting here talking about the Yankees and the Astros and the Mets and the Braves, it does not get any better than that. And then, potentially, Subway Series after that. If that happened, oh my God. What are you doing? You're counting stuff? One, two, three, four,
one
five.
Pitch. One inning, one game.
You just did it yourself.
Not get focused on
you
one
just
pitch,
did it yourself.
One inning.
You just did it
you
yourself.
Just, I know what I did, but I was like speaking in generalities.
So was I.
And hypotheticals.
Yeah.
And no. You're talking about epic this, epic
it
that.
Would,
you know,
it would be if
what
that
I want
happened.
Is I want an epic. How many? I want an epic performance from Mad Dog Scherzer tomorrow. That's what I want.
Yeah. And I want to see the offense show up, not get shut down by Darvish like he did last time. That's what I really want to see. I'm not as worried about Max. I do think he'll pitch well, even though he didn't in Atlanta. I think he'll pitch well. It's the offense I'm worried about.
I don't want to see, like, you know, the fifth inning, you know, Machado comes up, hits a home run, and we're down 1-0.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see that. No, I don't want to see any runs at all.
I'm with you. Strike out the side, score in the bottom, half of the first.
I always say pitch to contact.
Oh, yeah.
You know, conserve the pitches. You know, when you go deep into counts and you strike people out, unless it's a, you know, one of those immaculate innings.
Well, that's what Scherzer was doing in that perfect game. You know, he wasn't striking everybody out that perfect game through six innings that he had.
Yeah.
His pitch count was around 60-something. So that's
what you
perfect.
Want.
Yeah. I mean, just get off to a good start.
Come on. I feel like you're excited now. I do feel like, you know, the tinge of anger that you had coming into the last 3 days, and here we are on Thursday now, so it's the eve of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we got a little football tonight.
Yeah.
Little Indianapolis Colts at the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, not a great matchup. Don't love it. Jonathan Taylor not playing either.
Shaquille Barrett not playing.
Yeah. And I also, Russell Wilson's just a tough watch these days. Just watching him on the field, off the field, just
a
tough
watch.
Oh, of course I'll watch. And I'll watch on Prime Video. It's the new era of Thursday Night Football on Prime Video.
Yes, we know that.
Yeah, but you got football tonight, and you got the week starting, and that's great. But I'm not quite there. I just, if they win Friday night, of course I'll be all in. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. They win Friday night, and they look good, I'll be all in at that point. But
how could you not be all in right now?
Because I told you
a Met fan.
I mean, 4 hours why I wasn't
you're
all in
a
right
Met
now.
Fan. You need to be all in right now.
It's just hard, man. It's just the, you know, when you've been burned by the same thing over and over again, it's just hard to have that faith. It just is. You know, with any one of my teams, my three favorite teams that I talk about all the time, the Mets, the Knicks, and the Vikings, I don't have faith until they start doing it. I mean, it's not my fault. It's
all right,
their fault.
101 games and in the playoffs. So I think when pitchers and catchers, you know, got together last year, I think we all felt like this was going to be the outcome. We wanted them to be in the playoffs. And many people predicted them to be in the playoffs. Very few people predicted them to win the NL East. They did predict them to be a wild card. If you go back and you look at it.
And what does that mean?
Well, what I'm saying is that they have, up to this point, have probably exceeded expectations with 101 wins.
Okay. But they should have won
the division. But not in your eyes.
But they should have won the division. Then it plays out. I mean, what people were thinking back in February means nothing. It really doesn't. It's what you had in front of you that you weren't able to accomplish. But you are in the playoffs, and you do have a shot. And yes, everybody will be excited Friday night. Hopefully Citi Field is rocking, and there's some sort of home field advantage for the Mets, which is a rarity in baseball. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS.
CBS Sports Network. Regular season done yesterday. Postseason starts tomorrow in baseball. Jerry Recco is here with his update. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Also brought to you by Wallhour Paint Hardware and Design. Visit shop.wallhour.com. Yes, the Mets wrap things up their 101-win season with their win over the Nationals yesterday, 9-2. Jeff McNeil played the last couple of innings as a defensive replacement, did win the batting title with a mark of 326, yes. Buck Showalter says good for him.
You don't do something like that over those number of games without earning it, that's for sure. He took on everybody's pitcher, and he's, you know, he won the batting title.
And got a nice standing ovation from the crowd last night at Citi Field. Jeff McNeil on SNY afterwards. So when exactly did he think he had a chance to win the crown?
4 days ago. You know, I saw my name kind of just creeping up, and, you know, didn't really think too much of it. You know, got hot at the right time and, you know, put together some really good games.
He did, and he absolutely showed up in Atlanta, as you say. And yes, Francisco Lindor does owe him something big for accomplishing this. At one point he was angry last year. Maybe it was the squirrel thing, don't know. And so he made a little promise to him.
It's rare when McNeil's upset. I just say, if you win a batting title, I'll get you a car. So, yeah. It was a long time ago. Everybody has to make sure I haven't forget.
Nope. You can take that $350 million contract and get him a car.
I told you, I bribed Darnay Scott, one of my wide receivers in Cincinnati in 1997, that I would buy him a Mercedes if he would make a catch for me. Because he got kind of sat down for the game because of disciplinary reasons for something that happened the night before. But they had to dress him because they didn't have enough guys.
Okay.
So he and I were on the sideline. I was the backup quarterback in this game. And we're on the sideline, and he's pouting the whole game, and he's very angry, and I understand that. And I was the older player. He's the younger guy, and he's really a good player. And I'm like, don't worry about it, Darnay. Just hang in there. You know, you'll get through this. It's, you know, it's just one of those things. Blah, 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 blah. Trying to, you know, impart as much wisdom as I possibly could. And lo and behold, Jeff Blake gets hurt. Now I got to go in the game, and I got to play the game. So now we're in the fourth quarter, and we have like a 3rd and 13. And Bruce Cozzo was my head coach now, my last year in Cincinnati. And he sends Darnay Scott into the game. And I'm like, he's like moping his way in, you know, like he could give two craps about what the hell's going on, right? He gets in the huddle, and I said, Darnay, look, man, we're calling Z Dover. And if I throw it to you, do you promise you'll catch it? I said, because I need to know that you're mentally in this game. And he goes, just throw. I said, look, man, if you catch this ball, I will buy you a Mercedes Benz. Man, he lit up. Now he also had some gold teeth.
Oh,
and,
did he?
Yes. And when he lit up, I mean, his smile started shining. The lights were shining off his teeth and everything. It was like a Disney moment in the huddle. And he's now saying to the guys in huddle, do you hear him? They're all like, yeah, we got it. So we call the play, and I throw a crap pass, and somehow he reaches behind and makes the catch. And as he's running off the field, I could see the glistening teeth waving, pointing at me like, you owe me a Mercedes.
Yeah.
So the next morning, I went to Toys R Us and got one of those Mercedes, like, electric cars, and I drove it into his locker.
And that was it? You didn't actually get him the car?
I did. I got him a Mercedes. I didn't say what kind of Mercedes I was getting him. I got him a Mercedes electric car.
He's probably still telling that story today, pissed off.
Now, wait a minute.
That damn Boomer Esiason, that liar.
No, he's not, because because he got a new contract after that year.
Okay.
And he wrote me and our foundation a $50,000 check.
Oh, nice.
After that year was over. And I felt like, you know, I had something to do with that new contract that he got. But here's the thing. You know, what I think about all of that, and I think about that time, I wasn't making what Francisco Lindor was making. I was making $750,000 that year.
Yeah, and Lindor is what? So it's 340 total.
Right.
We're talking, it's in the 30s, right?
$34 million a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he could buy him a car.
Yeah, very easily. Yes.
Right. For the record, that blue Raptor over there, Boomer did the same thing to me 5 years ago.
Well, you see that blue Raptor over there?
Yeah.
I did buy one for Craig.
Well, whatever. You told me I was getting one, and you came in the next day with that thing.
What did Craig do it?
I sold it for cash.
Yeah, that's right.
He did go to prison.
It's not my fault. Well, I guess it is.
A little detail. Padres, it looks like, will start Yu Darvish in Game 1 Friday when the Mets play the Padres in the wild card round. Here is Buck Showalter announcing his Game 1 starter.
Max is pitching on Friday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why Max?
Oh, see, that wasn't part of the equation.
I don't know what he said there at the end.
Why Max?
Oh, why Max? Is that what he said? Yeah. Well, he didn't
know. Why Max, don't you have DeGrom? Isn't he one of the best? I mean, you know, now all of a sudden it becomes a controversy.
No. No, I don't think so. I actually think this is smart, actually. Because if they win Friday, and if Bassett won on Saturday, now you got DeGrom for Game 1 in L.A., and you got Scherzer for Game 2.
And also you'd have DeGrom for Game 1 and 5.
Correct. And Scherzer 2 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And if
well,
DeGrom...
there would be no 6 in the DS.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
But you'd have...
the 7.
Yeah, you'd have 1 and 5 DeGrom, which would be...
Why are we even talking... Why are you even talking...
Buck's talking about it.
Why?
He's thinking about it.
You guys just stop talking about whatever happens next. Let's just worry about what's going to happen Friday night.
What'll be interesting is, will we see Strider in the NLCS? You know...
That
game one in Atlanta.
Very interesting, right. So that would be because, you know, tiebreaker would be down in Atlanta if that happened.
Touch the cup.
And
touch
the
cup.
One thing we haven't really talked about is the Mets have the tiebreaker over the Yankees in the World Series.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So that would be game one World Series, Subway Series.
City Field.
Would be at Citi Field.
Touch the cup. Very touch the cup.
Yeah. Rangers beat the Yankees in their finale 4-2. No Aaron Judge. Aaron Boone says that was never happening.
Yeah, I said go get them ready. That's what they want. No. Yeah. Yeah, not today. You got plenty of them all year, and hopefully we got a lot left now in the postseason.
Here was Judge, who wanted to play but said he didn't push too hard.
No, I talked to Skip, you know, last night, and, you know, I made my case, and he said I was down, so I was down.
And so now the Yankees turn their attention to much bigger things, meaning trying to win a World Series.
Historical. Nah, you want to finish with that. I think that's what the regular season is, just all it really is just getting you prepared and getting you ready for the postseason, you know, so... You know, now it's we got the regular season out of the way. It's time to go out there and, you know, have fun and play our game.
And probably the happiest guy in all of America that he didn't play last night is the guy who caught number 62.
Yeah, I still think the ball would have been worth a lot because it's 62. Mm-hmm. It's a record-breaking ball, but you're right. It might have been a little less if there was a 63rd home run as well. But
and supposedly he was offered $2 million.
Yeah, by someone who was also going to probably auction it off. That was an auction house that offered him $2 million. So they believe that it's more than $2 million because they wouldn't offer that if they didn't think they were going to make some money on it.
Judge's season, 62 home runs, 131 RBIs, and a batting average of .311. He comes up 5 points shy to Luis Arraez of Minnesota, who told Bally Sports North how happy he was to win the batting title.
It's a goal for me. It's a dream. And then I live in my dream today. I got my double, and I say, I got it. I got this, and then I'm fighting for this for a long time, and then I got it.
He went 1-for-1 yesterday with 2 walks, or maybe 1-for-2, I forget, with 2 walks in the Twins finale. The Royals fired manager Mike Matheny and pitching coach Cal Eldred a couple of hours after their season finale, and the Angels elevate Phil Nevin to permanent manager, removing the interim tag. Yes.
Good for Phil.
Good for Phil. Yeah.
How about that? See that? You send a guy... irresponsibly, you become the manager of the Angels. So good for him. Thursday night football, Colts and Broncos. Frank Reich knows at 1-2-1 need improvement.
We know it's not been good enough, right? As a coach and as a player, you want that healthy tension of you want to feel the sting and the pain of you know it's not good enough, but you also have to be reminded and understand that we have the right guys and we have the right schemes.
They're going to probably think back to that tie game.
Oh, God.
All season to Houston. I think it was in Houston, right? Yeah, it was in Houston.
Yeah.
Meantime, here's Russell Wilson. First year in Denver. They're 2-2. They look brutal. But they are 2-2.
Oh, let Russ cook,
he says, he says his new teammates bring a very positive energy.
I mean, that obsession that they put in makes it easier for me and better for me. And, you know, just got great relationships, too, with those guys. So it's been, that's been awesome. I think that's been the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, by the way, he was on the limited this week.
Yeah. Limited. Mr. Unlimited limited.
No, but he was limited this week. But
tough.
He will play.
Speaking of limited, not limited, who knows? Sunday, the Giants play in London. Daniel Jones did go through practice Wednesday, said he felt good. Here was Brian Daboll on Jones practicing.
Not surprised. He's a pretty tough individual. I think he's made a lot of progress since after the game. And he's been in the treatment room for pretty consistently throughout these last couple days.
And they have not signed another quarterback yet, so we shall see. Meantime, you had the injury to Sterling Shepard a couple of weeks ago in the Cowboys game, which was bizarre. Shepard was there. Who, I forget, one of the linemen. I'm blanking out his name. Anyway, Sterling Shepard was there yesterday and did speak to the media and was asked about the injury.
You know what actually happened? Like,
it was real weird. I mean, I think I actually partially tore it probably like two plays before that. I kind of got up and my knee did something funny. I was like, just forget about it and keep on pushing.
And so he tried to keep pushing. We know what wound up happening, but there was a play in between.
The next play actually got blown dead, which in hindsight I'm kind of happy about because I had to, I was about to have to stick off my left in like a hard cut. And the next play I was literally just jogging. And I mean, I'm sure you guys saw it, so it just slid on me and popped.
I feel terrible for him, but he's dealing with that.
He was also asked about the turf, and he gave a pretty middle-of-the-road answer. He goes, I'd prefer to play on grass, but you know, they checked out the turf a couple years ago. Everybody said it was okay. I think every player wants to play on grass. It's a little more forgiving, sure. But he didn't blame the turf, basically.
And he was there because Nick Gates showed up for the first time the surgery, and he started practicing a little bit yesterday. Sunday at 1, Jets take on the Dolphins. Here's Robert Saleh. They're 2-2, but he knows need to win here.
You want to win your home games. You're supposed to win your home games. And, you know, we've got to get our fans in the stadium. We've got to get them cheering loud, but we also got to give them a reason to cheer.
Should be a beautiful day on Sunday afternoon. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow telling the Colin Cowherd podcast he has likely suffered at least one concussion during his career and has even forgotten entire chunks of a game before. He says it's just what happens when you play a very physical and violent sport. And along the same lines, Mike McDaniel still dealing with the blowback from the way everything went down with Tua. He says he is not worried about the criticisms from the outside.
If I'm spending time thinking about that, let's say Monday night, for 5 seconds, that's 5 seconds that I'm not thinking about all the other things that relate to the team.
And he also went on to say if the criticism was coming from within the organization that saw how things were handled, it would bother him. But because people don't know how things were handled, it doesn't bother him because they did everything the right way.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's criticizing him per se. It's not him that's being criticized. I think the Dolphin organization is, that neurotrauma specialist is, and maybe the training staff and the doctors of the Dolphins are. But we should know pretty soon, maybe Thursday or Friday, maybe tomorrow, that what the investigation entails. And I hope Tua is honest. I hope if he says to the investigators, listen, against the Bills, it wasn't really my back, it was my head, and I lied about that, then that kind of would give everybody a much better understanding as to his responsibilities. But if he really did hurt his back and he hurt his ankle and that's exactly what happened, I don't know what the Dolphins can do.
I'm curious to see when he plays next because this has become such a big story. And even if he's cleared, like let's say he's obviously not playing this week, but let's say he's cleared for next week. Do they just hold him back because it looks bad that he's going to play so soon after all this stuff happened? And we all saw the video of his hands locking up and everything else.
Well, how many guys were down because of concussions this past week? You know, that's what you got to look at. What is the number of players that now all of a sudden are falling under this new set of protocol?
Bucks wide receiver Cole Beasley abruptly retired Wednesday after spending just a couple of weeks in Tampa. That loser who ran on the field the other night with that smoke bomb is actually trying to sue Bobby Wagner.
There's no way that he's going to have any leg to stand on with that.
He shouldn't. He should go to jail and pay fines. That's what he should do. Preseason basketball, Nets take on the Heat tonight. The Warriors said to be reviewing an altercation which Draymond Green punched teammate Jordan Poole in practice.
Nice. Nice. So things are back to normal out there in Golden State. Exactly. Yeah, okay, good.
Bruins beat the Rangers 5-4. You got Islanders Devils preseason hockey tonight.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Our friends and partners at Dunkin' did come in and give us brand new coffee pots in our commissary.
It looks great.
It does. It's like the big, industrial, beautiful, expensive coffee pots.
I think it's going to create a problem, though.
You think it's going to be a problem?
I think it's going to be a problem.
And why is that?
Because, so, you know, now we have all the automatic kind of coffee situations where you just take your little coffee pod and put it in the machine, and then you get your coffee and you walk away from it. No problem.
Yep.
These are like your legitimate Dunkin' dispense, you know, your coffee dispenser. And somebody's going to have to put the coffee grounds in it. Somebody's going to have to fill it with water. Somebody's going to have to clean it.
Yeah.
And we really don't have that person.
Yeah, I know that sounds crazy. And people probably think here at WFAN, there's people buzzing around. There's people that could do that. No, there's really nobody here. Especially at this hour. It's us, and it's Fleegs with the overnight, and you got a couple guys out in the newsroom. You got Billy Jockalone's out there, but it's really not a lot of people that are here. The DA show is here, but no one's going to go and do that. So we basically need a morning barista. We need someone to step up.
Super Z!
Do this every morning.
Yeah, somebody that's not on flex scheduling. Somebody that actually is going to be here every day. And then they have to be willing to clean it. You know, take the coffee grounds out and throw them out.
Do they actually have to grind the coffee?
Yeah, it looks like there's a grinder back there, too.
Get out of here.
So they got to grind the coffee, then put the grounds and the water in the machine.
I mean, it looks great and it sounds great, but now we have to put it in place and we have to find a way to make this happen. Are they doing this to the Steve Summers green room?
Supposedly they were, but who knows?
I've seen nothing yet there.
Apparently, I heard that one of those giant machines is going to go into the Steve Summers break room, but the other ones, most of it's going to be
That commissary. If one of those do that, then Al could do it.
Al's not going to do that.
I would do that. He's a coffee guy.
He wants to own a coffee shop.
Yeah.
But I mean, he gets here, he preps for the warm-up show. He's a talk show host now. He's not going to be thinking about the coffee.
Prep for the warm-up shows?
The 6:20 break, I'll go in there and make the coffee.
Oh, okay.
Like, where are you going to get the water from?
The water dispenser's right there.
The filtered water machine, right there.
But then you're going to have to, that's a big machine. You're going to have, a bucket and put it in. It'll take a few
things. You're a very, very schedule-oriented, in-your-zone type of person. Now, this is going to mess with that schedule. You got, your P2 on your rice cake at your 6:20 break. You got your banana when you're driving it. This is going to screw your entire routine up.
And now you know that water dispenser half the time dispenses like an old man with a prostate condition.
Yeah, very slow.
Right, so, you know, it's great that we're going to have all this. Now it's about execution. It's great to have, a great lineup, but they all have to execute at the same time.
It sounds like we have to hire a barista.
Yeah, we have to hire somebody.
Get here two.
So, I mean, isn't this shifts. Sean Argeman's thing?
Sales, yep.
I like that.
Yeah, his ass.
He's on flex scheduling, though.
Yeah, he's definitely a flex schedule.
He's a flexer.
Yeah, I see him as much as I see Haley's Comet in this building. Once every few years. Yeah, I would, I don't know. I would think that Super Z is a candidate. I think that Al, if he's willing to do it, you know who really should be doing it, I think?
Fleegs.
Fleegs should be the guy. That should be the last part of his shift when he's done with the sports minutes.
I don't think
he should go back there, do the coffee, and then leave.
I don't think he's
just get it started for us. Nobody wants to do it.
I don't think he can reach it.
Come on. Yeah, I think that would be a nice little thing for him to do.
That's the other thing, too. You're going to need a tutorial as to how to do this.
And those things are industrial. Those are industrial.
I mean, they're awesome. Makers. They're awesome machines, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, we're going to have a tutorial, some sort of, conference on how to do this.
But once you know, I've seen it in the Dunkin' stores. They change those things out quick. Slide it out, dump it, new coffee in, slide it in, hit the button, boom, you start making coffee.
Yeah, but are they grinding the stuff there, though? I don't think so.
That I'm not sure.
We got to be grinding beans here.
How about this? How about we get a different listener every day who, like, loves the station, loves the show, just would love to come in and do it for free just for the experience of being here.
So now you're talking like a program director here. Now it's smart. Get somebody to come in to do it free.
Like a Dan and Carteret type.
Oh, yeah. God.
And have him in a Duncan outfit.
Yeah. But, I mean, he'd roofie us every morning is what he would do.
I suggest Metro.
Craig's in Hazlitt. What's going on, Craig?
Not too much. Listen, I agree with Boomer 100% about you guys are, everybody's looking forward to, like the next round. Get past San Diego first. And actually, everybody's all mad about the Mets not clinching. And obviously, do so. They probably should have clinched it. But the worst thing that could have happened to that team was get a bye where they have 6 days off. This team has played down to teams for the last 3 weeks. The last thing they needed was a bye where they have 6 days off.
Why do you think that's a bad thing?
Well, because the lineup is not consistent. The lineup's consistent. The hitting's not consistent.
You can't make that definitive statement, though. The worst thing that could have happened to him is getting a bye, especially when you might have gotten Marte back for the NLDS. And on top of it, you would have gotten the winner of the Phillies and the Cardinals as opposed to facing the Dodgers in the NLDS, and you skip an entire series. I mean, that's a bad point. It's a bad take. You want to get the bye. Why do you think the Mets weren't celebrating when they got the wild card? They were waiting to celebrate the division because they knew that was more important.
Yeah,
and you get rewarded for it.
And I think they did the right thing. They had the right kind of tone last night and everything else. Everything was fine. We're ready to go. We have turned the page. We are on to San Diego.
All right, let's go to Jim in East Brunswick. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, guys, this is phenomenal. I mean, listening to you guys this morning, it's easier to put rockets into space than it is to brew a pot of coffee. I mean, you guys got to be kidding me. Are you guys that out of touch?
Yeah, yes. The answer is yes.
You have to understand, for years and years and years around here, we were able to send somebody down to go get the coffee. Then they shut the coffee place. So then we had to learn how to use the machines that we had never used before. So then we started using those machines. And now those machines are being taken away. And now we got to figure out how to make our coffee ourselves. This is not easy.
What happened to you guys being the everyman? I mean, my God, the only guy there who qualifies as the everyday man is Jerry. Jerry flicks his flats. I mean, Jerry would have no problem brewing a pot of coffee.
Yeah, Jerry's too busy, though. That's the thing, man. He's out there. He's cutting tape. They took away his tape op. He's got to work. He does the warm-up show. We can't add that to his plate, too.
Right, but you also have to understand. So while we are really excited about this new partnership with Dunkin', and we love Dunkin' Coffee, and I have the Dunkin' K-Cups back here. I mean, so I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I also got a black card from Dunkin' now, so I don't have to worry about the money so much. But anyway, the fact is that this sounds like a great idea on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And Gio said it to me this morning. It's the first thing he said to me. He goes, there's going to be coffee on the floor. There's going to be crap all over the place.
And bags of coffee are going to be
like, who's going to be taking care of this?
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to be cleaning this? Who's going to be responsible for this? Or what if we forget to take the coffee out? I'm like, you're going down this whole long list.
Someone's
going to
come in here with a mule like Juan Valdez. A pack mule and get out of here with all the coffee.
Right. So, I mean, like, I understand where you were coming from this morning. So I went back over there to go look at it.
Yeah.
And I saw all the things that you were talking about.
Yeah. I mean, the practicality is really not there. And by the way, these machines are so big that it goes right to the edge of the counter. So there's no drip tray there. So you know what that floor is going to look
like. Yeah. No drip tray. Big problem.
The other thing I noticed back there, they have a mini fridge where they're going to put their pre-made bottled drinks. Those would be gone the second they put them in.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I thought it was going to be creamer and stuff in there. Like, that's what I thought was going to be in there.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Do they have bottled drinks? I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, they have everything. Yeah, sure.
Well, and if those get in, those will go faster than the
coffee. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, all these flex scheduling people around here.
People might flex
their asses in here. They'll flex in right into that whatever refrigerator.
Whatever delivery day is. Everyone will be here.
I got a text from Sean Argument,
yeah,
okay. Our general sales manager, who made this deal and probably should be the one making us the coffee every morning. said Matt Weller, our office manager, will be servicing the Dunkin' equipment, and we are getting a Dunkin' K-Cup machine in the Steve Summers break room. But Matt Weller does not get here until like 10 a.m.
Correct. He's the office manager.
So he might be cleaning it. He might be the guy servicing it, cleaning it, and whatever. But
I thought they're the official coffee of the Boomer and Geo.
No, it's going to be homemade coffee for Spank, and that's it.
Yeah, Tiki and Tierney. Hey, Weller, I told you, half and half, two Splenda. Are you a moron? You do not have the right to make my coffee the way it needs to be made. Moron. Take it back. Give me the half and half. Do it right. Jam it up your egg gap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.